Good morning and welcome to the ICS Live Facebook transmission. Peace and health and blessing in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that you've had a really good week and that we will be blessed as we look into God's Word together. Before we do that, I would like to share just a small story. One day, an old man was walking along the beach and it was littered with thousands of starfish that had been washed up on the high tide. As he walked along, he came across a young boy who was throwing the starfish back into the ocean, one by one. Puzzled, the man looked at the boy and he asked him what he was doing. The young boy replied, "I'm throwing starfish into the ocean. The tide washed them up onto the beach and they can't return to the sea by themselves." The boy replied, "When the sun gets high, they will die unless I throw them back." The old man replied, "But there must be tens of thousands of starfish on the beach. I'm sorry, but you're not going to make that much of a difference." The boy bent down, he picked up another starfish and he threw it as far as he could into the ocean. Then he returned and he smiled and he said it made a difference to that one. Let us not come weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers. It is God's will that we do good works. Good works are an outward expression of an inner transformation, and they're not optional. Living in lockdown with these curfews, certainly it's been a challenging time for all of us. The isolation, I must admit, is taking its toll. Our minds can often wander, our hearts can grow weary, and we can quickly lose interest. This is something that can happen to all of us, and often we're not even aware that it's happened. Here are some of the reasons why we may become weary in doing good. Fear, cynicism, criticism, COVID-19, poor health, limited success, or unhealthy comparisons. Fear. Fear is a factor why we become weary in doing good. Perhaps the emotional cost of involvement may bring up past hurts where we've been rejected. We may have fears of doing the wrong thing or people taking advantage of us. And the fear of being rejected. I think that, especially when we've done things, good things in the past, and people do not accept them well. But God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love and a sound mind. Number two, cynicism. This is a funny one. Cynicism says things are never going to change. So it'll always be like this, it's always been like this, so why even bother? Well, I would like to say bad company corrupts good character. Cynical people can be a drain, and we need to renew our mind with the Word of God. And if you work with people who are cynical, I would change company if they're not, because they can really drain us. So the advice to cynicism is to renew our mind with the Word of God. Number three, criticism. If we've been savaged by criticism, it can certainly make us weary and make us feel like giving up. Personal criticism always hurts. It often hurts because there's elements of truth in it. Therefore, we need to give it consideration and reflection. But if it is just malicious, we can reject it. and take comfort that Jesus faced much criticism and rejection. When we are confronted with the blind spots in our brothers and sisters, we must take five, we must contemplate, we must understand that these are not opportunities to criticize or to gossip. God reveals to us the blind spots in each other, so it makes us look at our own weakness and our own blind spots and makes us aware that only Jesus Christ is perfect. And often the blind spots we see in each other may be the things that we don't know about in our own personalities. And therefore we have a wonderful opportunity when we pray for each other's weaknesses, knowing full well that we need prayer for our own blind spots. COVID-19, like I said previously, this lockdown, implemented curfews, the challenges that it brings, the stress, people now homeschooling that never really did homeschooling before, the busyness of life, the stress of shopping, the uncertainty of jobs, the possibility of redundancies, the fear of finances, the shopping, the drudgery of everyday life, and the increased stress that we're facing. But we can be sure that God will never leave us or forsake us. And in that, we have a secure hope, a steadfast hope that is true. Poor health is a good excuse for becoming weary in doing good. It may limit us, but it's no reason that we should stop. Limited success. I know people that have worked here for many, many years with certain people groups, and they see limited fruit in their work. Well, perhaps you are called to smash the granite, and before them seeds can be planted, you need to break that granite. So it really isn't easy, so I would just encourage you to keep on going and remember that we can do all things through Jesus Christ who gives us strength, because all things are possible with God. And this number seven, comparing ourselves with other people. This often sets us up for failure, as we cannot be anybody else. Or if we're under pressure to live up to other people's expectations of how we should be, that is a dangerous place to be. And the Word of God says, each one of us should test our own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone, without comparing themselves to somebody else. Isn't that wonderful? You are unique. You are complete in Jesus Christ. You are the apple of your Father's eye. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. The Bible tells us God fashioned you in your mother's womb as He knit you together. The hairs of your head are counted and numbered. Your DNA is unique. Your fingerprints are unique. God has a plan, a place, and a purpose that is unique just for you in the body of Christ. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Do not be deceived. Well, the Bible clearly warns us that as Christians, this letter was written to the Christian church in Galatia and sent to the churches there. It is a warning for us that we can be deceived. We can be deceived by our own sinfulness and our own selfishness, by not pursuing the Spirit fully, by indulging into earthly appetites, by criticizing and mocking. The Bible warns us in Psalm 1 not to sit on the seat of mockers. Also, we can be selfish. We can binge out watching TV, soaps, and waste precious time. Don't get me wrong, I like a little bit of TV myself, but I think we all know when we go too far, when we watch too much. The Word of God tells us about sowing and reaping. It is a universal law that farmers certainly understand. In other words, we get out what we put in. The effort cannot be small and the rewards large. If we want to be blessed, be a blessing. If we want friendship, be a friend. If we want people to love us, love people. What we put in, God certainly expands and multiplies. And this principle is also true of our own personal discipline, but the difference is we can't plant a potato and yield a strawberry. God is faithful and he is graceful and he often multiplies, but you know what we can do, we should do, and we're expected to do that. And I would like to ask you, and I'd like to challenge you, whose kingdom are you investing in? Are we allowing self to dominate our time, our money, and our energy? Are we indulging in self, or are we sacrificial serving in the Spirit? Stephen spoke about God's handiwork last week, about God's workmanship. I would like to read the whole verse. For we are God's handiwork, workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Now, isn't that wonderful? That God has already prepared good works in advance for us to do. I think one of Satan's greatest strategies is deceiving God's people into procrastination, believing that there's always more time to share, always more time to serve, always more time to give, more time to pray, and more time to read the Bible, but not today. And we know that is a lie, because we're not promised tomorrow. So we should make the most of the opportunities we have today. The Bible says that mankind is like a flower. It grows and blossoms and the wind blows on it and it's there no more. This earthly life is fleeting. It goes very, very fast. We can overcome Satan's procrastination strategy by taking full advantage of the opportunities that God presents to us and understanding that sowing and reaping, this universal law, that we get out what we put in. Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. When we do good works, we receive from God. We cannot outgive God, because God is no person's debtor. It says if we give a drink of water to a thirsty person, we're giving it to God himself. It says if we feed the hungry, we're feeding God himself. If we clothe the needy, we're clothing God himself. And it's so much better to give than to receive, because we receive a blessing. So I would encourage us to allow ourselves to become vulnerable in friendship. These are ways that we can bless other people. Allowing ourselves to become vulnerable in friendship and not allowing past hurts to make us to recline into ourselves, to push people away and to keep them at a distance. We are created for fellowship, but we often have a professional appearance that just keeps people far enough away. But we do so by damaging ourselves, because we are created to interact with each other, to love and to grow into the people that the Lord Jesus Christ created us to be. And we can do that by sharing our resources, our time and energy, giving ourselves and each other's, giving others ourselves quality time. That is something that is really, really valuable, and it shows so much love to people if we can give each other quality time. We can pray for one another. Do you know your brothers and sisters' needs? I thank you that in ICS, we're such a resourceful church, we're such a generous church, and as the pastor, I often hear about what goes on, and I'm so blessed that we actually help each other out. And I would just encourage you in this time that there may be people in need through this COVID-19 experience where they may not have the resources that they need, and I would just encourage you to continue to be generous by sharing our money with the people who are in need. And spending time with our Father. Spending time in Father God's presence. This is one of the most rewarding things. And I think God has given us ample opportunity during this pandemic, during this lockdown, during these curfews, to really realize and understand that God is sovereign. There's going to be some financial ramifications worldwide through this pandemic, and it makes us realize that we cannot rely or trust in our money and resources to save us. But when we spend time with the Father, He reveals to us through His Holy Spirit the good works that He's prepared in advance for us all to do. So God bless you. I just want to encourage you to keep on keeping on. Keep on doing those good works. Don't get weary. Don't get bogged down. Persevere. Push through. Let us never give up. God bless you. Let us not grow weary in doing good. And God bless you this week. God bless you. And may you experience His presence, His love this week. And I'm going to hand over now to Brian Brenchley, who's going to close the ICS service with prayer. So God bless you. Please give us a like, leave a comment, encourage us to keep on keeping on. So thank you for listening, and thank you for following, and thank you, Brian, and God bless you.
Good morning, ICS family. And for those of you visiting us from around the internet, around the world, so great to have you with us this morning. And what a timely word that we have just heard about perseverance, about never giving up. And that's so important for us as followers of Jesus in this time, because certainly God is doing something remarkable, something that maybe we don't fully understand. But He's doing something in us, and He's doing something through us, and He's doing something among the people who don't yet know Him. And so the Lord comes to us today and He says, do not despair, do not give up, do not fear, do not worry. And I just want to encourage you that the Lord knows what he's talking about. Our Lord is the Lord of perseverance. He's the Lord of never giving up. In Hebrews 12, it says, "And let us run this race with perseverance marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith." Jesus ran his race. Jesus never gave up in that moment of despairing. Instead, he surrendered himself to the will of God. He said, "Lord, not my will be done, but your will be done." In 1 Thessalonians 5:7, Paul exhorts the believers and he says, "Pray continually." How often? Pray continually. Why? Because prayer takes us into the presence of God. Prayer unites us with the heart of God. Prayer builds perseverance and strength in our heart to carry on through whatever we are facing. And in Luke 18:1, it says, "Then Jesus told his disciples this parable, so they would always pray and never give up." Jesus practiced that himself. So many times he went to be alone with the Father. And he said, "I must hear the voice of the Father, because I'm only going to say what he tells me to say, and I'm only going to do what he tells me to do." So I just want you to be encouraged that Jesus is praying for you. He's praying for me. He's been there, done that. He's been on this road that required immense perseverance, immense, you know, spirit of never giving up. Because in the midst of all that, he had his eyes fixed on God. He had his eyes fixed on heaven. And he knew that the Lord was good and would never leave him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you that when you left this earth and you sent us out to go and make disciples of all nations, you said, "And lo, I will be with you even to the end of the age." We remember the words of the Lord who said that if the enemy hated me, he's going to hate you. We remember the life of the Lord who lived a life of perseverance. He lived with his life completely holding on to faith in God, knowing that God had his life in his hand. And that is the same reason that you and I can persevere. We can hold on. And so, Lord, I pray for everyone here hearing this message today, that they will cling on to you, that they'll go deeply into the presence of God, and they will hear your heart, and they will hear your voice, and they will press on. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for the prayers, Brian. In many countries today, it is Mother's Day. So I would like to say a little prayer for the mothers. Mothers everywhere, may the blessings of the divine be a specially bright benediction upon mothers everywhere on your blessed day, on Mother's Day. And I'd like to close this service with a benediction for not only mothers, but for everybody. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. So God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Give us a like. Leave a comment. God bless you.